Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along. I'm Sam Bushman, broadcasting live with Kurt Crosby from the Republican National Committee in Cleveland, Ohio. Happy to have you along. The goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property wherever we go on your radio. Welcome to the broadcast. This is indeed the broadcast for July 19th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal, incredibly simple, remains the same. Always protecting life, liberty, and property, and promoting God, family, and country. Yesterday was an absolutely epic intro day for the convention. Security's tight, no doubt about that, but we are live atop the media tower, if you will. Broadcasting live from the convention. All the mainstream press is around me. I feel like I'm in a den of lions, but nevertheless, we'll survive it. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby talking about all kinds of things. The Copperhead was with us yesterday. Sherrilyn Eager was with us yesterday. We broke down all kinds of things. We were able to spend some time on the House, or I should say on the Republican convention floor last night. They had an incredible flag ceremony and a humbling prayer, to be honest with you. I was impressed with that. No doubt there's backroom dealing going on everywhere, so I'm not necessarily a fan of partisan politics. Nevertheless, James Edwards, believe it or not, stayed up driving all night, but he is here live. No worse the wear, huh, James?
Well, I don't know how live I am, Sam. I think I got about 15 minutes of sleep last night, and that's from waking up at 6 a.m. the day before. So in the last, what time is it now, about 27, 28 hours, I've slept about 15 minutes. But I am at the Republican National Convention. You know, we've been through so much with Donald Trump this year. It's great to be reunited.
You got that right. James Edwards, though, and I'm telling you right now, I went outside. I went outside, and James was so tired last night that he left his suit coat outside by his car on the ground.
I was wondering where that was when I woke up this morning. I thought, well, maybe I forgot to pack it. I was in a rush to get out of Memphis last night. And then let me tell you something. That is a long, hard, as Dick Cheney once put it, a long, hard slog to get from Memphis to Cleveland without stopping. Well, I had to stop for gas a couple of times. But I left at 3 p.m. Central yesterday, rolled into Cleveland about 3 a.m. Eastern this morning, and listen, we're here, Sam. We are in the belly of the beast. I don't know. Keith Alexander on my program has a segment he calls from time to time, Behind Enemy Lines. Brother, we're there.
Amen to that. We're inside the belly of the beast. We looked up and saw Alex Jones's InfoWars blimps flying across that. That's a little shout-out to Eddie the Bombardier Miller. He'll like that. But anyway, it's very interesting. Security is incredibly tight, but we have been able to get a lot of access to a lot of things. And it's phenomenal, James. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to have you back throughout the next couple of segments of the broadcast today, along with many other guests and a report that we have from the convention floor last night. Who do we got coming up first, Jeff? Or do we get our the Beast people? All right, how about the Beast? Are they around? All right. These guys have to hold on for like 3 seconds for transitions, though. All right, James, so it's me and you for this segment, though. I'm telling you, yesterday was an interesting day. We really got a lot of access to a lot of things. We covered a lot of ground. I've been quite impressed with the security here, believe it or not. Kasich said, no, we're not going to suspend people's rights to carry. I commend him for that. It's been a very peaceful organization, though, and the law enforcement here is doing a great job, in my opinion, James. They're not heavy-handed, but they are absolutely controlling things, but they're very polite and nice and kind and appreciative, and they smile at you and talk to you, and I've been very impressed, James.
Well, listen, they were great. My experience coming in this morning was top rate. They were polite. They definitely check you out, make sure you are who you are and you have access to go to the place you're seeking to gain entry. But so you definitely felt secure, but you didn't feel like it was your nightmarish TSA scenario.
Yeah, I mean, they don't touch your body all over the place or anything like that. It's not weird. They did want to pull out my laptop and boot it up, and they said it actually turns on. And I said, what are you talking about? Of course it turns on. It's my laptop. And they're like, yeah, believe it or not, a lot of people come in here and their computers don't turn on, and we have to check them out more. And I said, man, that's goofy. And I don't even know how to respond to that. It's like, come on. But it's interesting. Yesterday, believe it or not, they had me pull out every bit of my equipment, and they had bomb-sniffing dogs check out every bit of it. They laid it out all on a table, and the bomb-sniffing dog went through all of it, and the dog just basically dropped his head like, this is boring, and they laughed and said, dog thinks it's boring. Good day, sir.
I'll tell you what's not boring, Sam. What's not boring is your radio show this week. I was listening to it at this time yesterday morning. I was in my office in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to you and Kurt go after it. And it is absolutely enthralling to be able to listen to Liberty News Radio, this particular show, Liberty Roundtable, broadcasting live from the Republican Convention. It's one of those rare occasions where you wish it was television and not radio, because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Directly behind us, if you turn it, we don't want you to do this, but if you did turn it on to CNN right now on television, what you are seeing on CNN's live television feed right now is taking place about 10 feet behind us, and everybody's here. I know Sam went through this yesterday, but I was just cruising around the grounds here, NPR.
You're here to tell you what I'm saying is real, huh?
Yeah, Wall Street Journal, Fox News Radio, Sirius XM, Breitbart, USA Today, NBC News, BBC Radio, CBS News. I just mentioned CNN, Real Clear Politics, ABC. Everybody who is anybody is here, all the anchors, all the people you know, and then right in the middle of it, and then literally right in the middle of it, Liberty News Radio Network, right where we should be.
Heck yeah, right in the center of it all, because we break it down like no other. Now, interestingly enough, James, I kind of want to add this about the security. There's multi-levels of security as well, which is kind of interesting. You got to have a pass to get into the outside perimeter. You got to have another pass to get into the media section. You got to have another pass to get into the convention hall, if you will, or the arena, I should say. The Quicken Loans Arena. You got to have another. Say again. All right, I'm going to turn myself down because the board ops tell me I'm too loud. All right, hopefully that'll be a little bit better. But anyway, the point is to get into the queue requires another pass for an arena seat. And then you have to have even another pass to get to the House floor. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy the rings of security they have, James.
Well, it's unfortunate that it has to be that way. I certainly don't mind it because I don't feel as though my rights are being infringed upon. But we live in a society, Sam, where in the last less than the last 2 weeks, you've had three terrorist attacks, two happening right here in America in Dallas and Baton Rouge, and, of course, what happened in Nice, France, and of course, many threats of violence have been promised upon this very convention. So it's something that is an unfortunate necessity in this day and age.
It's no doubt the reality of our times. We need to work really hard to balance protecting the people, which is a good thing, versus taking their rights and expecting them to trade their liberty for security. They'll wind up with neither, said our founding fathers. We need to be very careful to achieve that balance. And believe it or not, I will give them a kudos. So far, I think that balance has been achieved. It's not tyrannical, but it is absolutely tight security, and I think it's required.
A good balance, I think, Sam.
I agree.
It's a good balance of you feel safe, but you don't feel as though you've been violated. And as we broadcast live right now, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen any number of congressmen and senators just milling around. It's all happening right here, right now, on your radio, Liberty Roundtable, live with Sam Bushman. Yeah,
you know what, James? Interestingly enough, not only is there heavy hitters everywhere, but the interesting thing, Rush Limbaugh just said today on his yesterday on his broadcast, he'll even give up his show. He'll just forget his talk show if Hillary doesn't win.
Well, I said this on my show last week. If Hillary does win, well, that I'd hate to see, well, you know, Rush is okay. There's some other people I'd rather see go besides him.
Why does anybody need to go, right?
Well, I see what he's saying. It's so important that he'd be willing to give up his livelihood. So that's a great sacrifice. I don't think.
Yeah, poor multi-hundred millionaire will give up his, you know.
Well, it's an easy promise to make because if she wins or loses, he's still going to be on the radio. It's sort of an empty promise for dramatic effect. But I tell you, if she does win, Sam, the peaceful resolution we're always seeking and talking about, I'm not going to say it's gone because I would never advocate violence, but it's hard to see how you would reform the system under its current mechanisms after 8 more years in this direction under Hillary.
You're right about that, and everybody's scared about that. You know, it's amazing. In the nation, you got people scared of Trump, and you got people scared of Hillary. No great options. Nevertheless, I will say this, though. We're going to have to really think long and hard as a country about what direction we're going, that's for sure.
Well, and the first thing you do, Trump does have a lot of the right prescriptions. You got to cut off immigration right now, and I mean 100%, especially from these countries that are producing, as he so often puts it, radical
access of evil, yeah.
Radical Islamic terrorism. Or else you are going to get into a point where people will be more and more convinced that the Constitution should be discarded for the sake of freedom. And we know the Founding Fathers' warnings against that. But you're living in a day and age now where people are afraid to go to the grocery store. These terrorist attacks these murders against law enforcement of all people are picking up in terms of regularity, and a lot of people are on edge, and rightly so. And it's a very critical junction. Everybody says this is the most important election. This is the most important election of my lifetime. This one, I think, really is.
Well, you may be right. I will say this. I'm going to give a clarion shout out to all the police officers and cops. We are grateful for your service. Now, I realize once in a while there's somebody heavy-handed. That's got to stop. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which I'm heavily involved in, will do our best to provide appropriate balance training. But at the same time, we cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. We cannot just jettison all cops. And Barack Obama has really made an effort to really down the cops and really talk about racial divide in America. He's the great divider, as Donald called it. David A. Clark Jr., Milwaukee, Wisconsin, black Democrat sheriff, is taking Barack Obama on the Mainstream Plus, flat out saying he's an absolute liar. Your comments on that when we get back, James, live from the RNC.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live. We're broadcasting from Cleveland, Ohio, atop the Radio Row, ladies and gentlemen, right in the middle of the Mainstream Press. It's kind of crazy. This broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com for incredible video and audio and books and herbs and a whole lot more. Think powermall.com. Thepowermall.com or smile and dial 877-817-9829. Do business with the good guys today. That's 877-817-9829. We got Jeff Berkowitz with us. We're going to get back to James and the question I asked him before the pause. But Jeff Berkowitz, you are at the RNC, but you are involved with a company that does what? Intelligence?
We do, yes, we do competitive intelligence for companies and causes, help them understand what they're facing in the world with policy, politics, and regulation.
And your company is called?
The company is called Delve.
D-E-L-V. Delve, like delve into it.
That's right.
All right, Delve what? .com?
DelveDC.com.
DelveDC.com. Now, that, delving into that's like the political cesspool, right?
Well, you know, somebody's got to live in it and expose it, so yeah, we try.
You're right about this. So is the RNC using Delve?
We have done work with the RNC before. I was research director at the RNC. I did 3 tours, 4 chairman, 5 election cycles, so I figure it's time to go be a part of the contributing part of society.
Now, you used to be in the Bush administration, right?
That's right. I was at the White House and then at the State Department helping with our efforts to counter terrorist use of the Internet.
So let me ask you then, what do you think is the security here today? I was basically saying they've achieved a pretty good balance. I'm impressed. They've locked it down, but they're not getting in everybody's face and being tyrannical and trying to frisk your body and getting all weird. They're impressive.
That's right. But this is the U.S. Secret Service, and this is what they do. They're the best professionals. You know, this isn't TSA. These guys train hard and serious, and they also know that they are protecting the president and other folks that is elected by the people, and you can't just erect a giant barrier between them and the folks here. You got to have that balance, and they do it better than anybody else in the world.
You're right about that, and you can see it. It's impressive. They're polite, they're respectful, they're professional, and I don't take any offense to what they're doing. I think it's tremendous. I'm really impressed. All right, so tell me about your intelligence then. Everybody wanted to say Donald's just a disaster. Donald's going to melt down. Donald will never be president. Donald's goofy. Now they're all singing a different tune, right?
Well, you know, look, he was understanding what was going on in the country, and he was speaking to it at a time that no one else was.
Except for me, but I'm
well, I meant yeah. Among the presidential candidates. I know there's a lot of other folks
that were
out on the airwaves saying what needed to be said. But look, you know, Mr. Trump realized that there is a huge disconnect between the folks, particularly on the coast, that are connected to the global cosmopolitan economy and those that have been left behind. And he spoke to it, and I think that's a good thing for the Republican Party in the country to have him speaking to those issues.
Agreed. Let me ask you this then. What does your intelligence show if you delve into it to D.C.? On the surface, there's a climate where the media kind of wants to mock Trump and promote Hillary, but there's really a whole lot more unity I see here than they wanted you to believe, right?
Yeah, you know, that you had a kerfuffle yesterday, but it was, you know, only served as drama because you haven't had an actual unscripted moment at a national convention in about 40 years. So,
which is quite telling in and of itself, right?
It certainly is. But look, you know, there are definitely still folks in the party that have concerns about Mr. Trump and is still need to make the sale. I think he's going to do that on Thursday night. You know, he has made very clear the contrast between him and Hillary Clinton and what's going to who is better positioned to take the country forward, and I think he'll continue to bring more Republicans around as they see the choice in November.
Yeah, I'm kind of off cricket Hillary, but, you know, I get it. What about last night? You had his wife speak, but yet she lifted a paragraph from Michelle Obama's speech to the Democrats in 2008, and then they said that she didn't plagiarize, she wrote it herself, but it comes right out of that if you look it up. Very strange scenario. Intelligence-wise, is that maybe did he do that, or did they set her up? What happened?
Well, look, there's only so many things that a spouse can say about their you know, the candidate. You know, so it's not like there's some sort of uniqueness to talking about the character and strength of your husband. You know, it wouldn't have surprised me if some speechwriter was kind of Googling around and got something in their head that they, you know, sort of seen. Well, what if other former, you know, first ladies or candidates' wives said at national conventions and got some of that stuck in their head, and somebody should have checked that a lot more thoroughly.
It almost makes me think they're set up because then they can haunt the Donald with it, like, oh, Hillary does that and so does Donald, et cetera. It just seems strange in my opinion.
Well, what's strange to me is that if you think anyone outside the sort of the political bubble really is going to care whether you know she said something that had a lot in common with Michelle Obama or not, really matters to how people are going to vote in November. You know, I think that, and I think that it just goes to show why Donald Trump has gotten where he has over the last year. I was here last August for the first presidential debate among the Republican candidates, and you fast forward and you see then and now, you know, they don't take Donald Trump seriously, and it's at their detriment.
Yeah, if they believe in any intelligence at all, they better start, and they better start yesterday, huh?
Well, yeah, but it's also an issue of perspective. You have a lot of these mainstream media folks that are coastal elites, and they don't know people that don't think like them about Donald Trump. And I saw the same things, frankly, when I was on the President Bush's presidential campaigns as well, where it's like, oh, well, he can't name the you know, former prime minister of Central African Republic or whatever, and therefore he's completely unqualified to be president. And president is really about character, strength, and understanding.
And that's not fair either, though. If you don't deal with something every day, it doesn't mean that you don't have a clue or that you can't handle it. It
exactly.
just means that you don't spend your time on it every single day.
Exactly. That's a
manipulated characterization to the least. I guess the Bushes Absolutely. Aren't even here, are they? Are they backing Hillary now?
I don't think they're backing Hillary. I'd be very surprised if they backed any Clinton.
Hey, I kind of would like it if George had backed my wife. she's crazy, huh?
It's crazy times we live in, but look, I, having worked for President Bush, I can tell you it's hard to get him off the ranch for about any reason, you know, so not surprising they didn't come here to Cleveland. I don't know that Donald Trump was obviously, you know, they were backing Jeb, you know, and were disappointed in the result. I would love to see them here. I always love to see them. I think the party still loves them and respects what President Bush did for this country. You know, and he would be very welcome at the convention, but, you know, they made their decision, and, you know, I know that they'll do a lot for other candidates, Republican candidates around the country, and that's great that they're going to do that.
All right. As you guys delve into the intelligence, then what would be your, most important thing to tell the American people about what you guys have uncovered or looked into, or kind of feel like you got trends for, et cetera? What would you tell the American people? What's important for us to know?
You know, I think the most important thing, you know, you were a little down on crooked Hillary, but that's exactly what she is. She is crooked. They are stealing from the taxpayers. And if we're going to put them back in charge of the Treasury, the American people need to know that that's what's going to happen. They're going to get fleeced. They are in it for themselves. They are not in it for the country. And if I had done, when I was at the State Department, what she did, I would be speaking to you from a jail cell.
Well, and you know, and you should be if that's what you did.
I agree right? with
and
that.
I'm not picking any sides
because
or parties or any games. I'm telling you this. It's national security in question. And the reality is there's a fiduciary responsibility when it comes to taking care of the people's business. And if you fail at that, maybe it should be Hillary for prison, huh?
I'll buy that bumper sticker.
But I will say this, though. I would like I really am calling for Congress to call her in contempt and have a grand jury. And because I am a rule of law guy. I'm not just like vigilante run around.
Yeah.
Let's just get the facts. Let's find out and let's prosecute accordingly. And let's let the chips fall where they may and take appropriate accountability action. That's my response.
Well, absolutely. And thank goodness for Congress, because the FBI, DOJ, I mean, they were aware of a lot of this and they didn't care. It took the pressure and the oversight from Congress to force them to act every step of the way to expose what she did and how irresponsible it was.
And I would submit maybe a couple of those folks in the Justice Department, etc., maybe ought to be in the clink with her for not caring about national security.
It's the Attorney General meeting on a plane with the husband of...
Insanity.
Someone being investigated. I don't know in what world where that isn't.
Give me your website really quick before the end.
DelveDC.com.
Delve, just like it sounds, delve into it. DelveDC.com from the RNC. Back in seconds. Thanks, Jeff.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Just a few months ago, CIA Director John Brennan angrily criticized Donald Trump's endorsement of waterboarding and even stronger forms of torture as interrogation methods, insisting that CIA operatives would refuse an order to commit such acts. In a July 13th address to the Brookings Institute, however, Brennan acknowledged that his successor might reverse course. Quote, if a president were to order, the agency to carry out waterboarding or something else, it'll be up to the director of the CIA and others within CIA to decide whether or not that direction and order is something that they can carry out in good conscience, stated Brennan. He did add that he remains personally opposed to torture and that, quote, as long as I'm director of CIA, irrespective of what the president says, I'm not going to be the director of CIA who gives that order. They'll have to find another director. During the George W. Bush administration, torture was routinely practiced by the CIA. So far, the only agency official imprisoned for reasons related to torture was John Kiriakou, a whistleblower who was sentenced under the Espionage Act for mentioning the name of a clandestine CIA operative who had retired. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, following the apparent terrorist attack in Nice, France, Republican presidential nominee-in-waiting Donald Trump told Fox News that a world war is underway, and he wants the NATO alliance to eradicate the Islamic State. Speaking in a separate interview with Fox, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton agreed with Trump in principle that the NATO alliance should coordinate a multilateral effort to combat terrorism. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand, and then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman. I got James Edwards back with me. Thank Jeff for the last segment. And James Edwards, I kind of had asked you a question right before the pause about the Donald's wife using some lifted content from Michelle Obama. That's really uncomfortable. Jeff's response to that was, you know what, there's only so many things you can say as a wife. Maybe one of the speechwriters just saw that on the internet, thought that would be a good idea. I kind of think it's an absolute intentional setup of Donald's wife so that they can kind of say, look, Donald's no better than Hillary. They're all the same. They're all corrupt. They're all, but yet Hillary at least has governing experience, and they'll try to play that card. What do you think? Your thoughts?
Well, do we know that it's true, first of all? Because if the media reported it, normally that would mean it's not. But
we know there's a paragraph that was taken out of Michelle's stuff. It's widely reported enough to where I'm confident that's true.
All right. Well, what do we know what it was?
Well, it was just a little section talking about her husband kind of a thing.
Well, I guess, of course, they always say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but if it was anyone else but Donald Trump's wife, of course, it'd be the greatest thing ever. She'd be praised. She'd be a great radical feminist.
And yeah, see, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, what I'm saying is how many speeches can you write? How many things can you say? You know what? I don't know that it's plagiarism as much as it is just saying, hey, there's some good, you know, comments.
Well,
how many things are original is the point these days.
Nothing and, under the sun is original, but
so.
But if you're lifting word for word several sentences, that's not a good look. But of course, here's one thing we have to understand too, and I guess it does look bad that it's the sitting president whose policies Donald Trump is running 100% against. That doesn't look good, but she is not a political savant. She's a novice in this, and you know you have to. She's not used to the spotlight. She is obviously a very capable woman by all accounts, but she's not. This isn't her bailiwick. So I guess you have to put forth a little room for error there, especially her first time. And that is one heck of a venue too, Sam. But And who knows if she's the one who did it? Maybe somebody wrote the speech and gave it to her, and she was
oblivious
to it.
And I'm convinced that's exactly the scoop what happened, in my opinion. Somebody popped that in there. She let it rip, not really realizing. And when do you separate a ghostwriter from a speech giver from a whatever? And that's kind of the problem. In fact, the ghostwriter for Donald's book, The Art of the Deal, now is coming out and saying, oh, man, I made a Frankenstein out of Donald. I shouldn't have done it. If I wrote the book again, I'd be totally different. Now right. Even the ghostwriter is going out against Trump. So I think this is an intentional manipulation of Trump.
That has to break some unspoken rule of ghostwriters, I would imagine.
Well, and that's a whole question of where we can go with that. I'm sure that Donald might be on the Sue bandwagon over that. I don't know. All I'm telling you is, in my opinion, it's a strategic attempt to discredit Trump, whether it be the ghostwriter, whether it be somebody putting in something in his wife's speech. We'll see how the rest of the family does. A lot of the family members for Trump are to speak. But I've been really impressed with the children of Donald Trump. You know, you can say anything you want about how evil and bad Trump is, but the fact is, when you meet his children and talk to his children, they're incredibly polite, well-educated, nice people. They just are.
I listened to what was going on the convention floor on my never-ending drive up here yesterday. There are some things you just can't fake. Obviously, when it comes to the Clintons pretending to be a family, you just know it's all staged and it's orchestrated.
But I deeply love Hillary. I really do.
Donald Trump's family, you just get the idea and the impression that they're very genuine and it is a close-knit family. There's just some things you can tell, and I think that's the truth. And I think yesterday overall, okay, so of course the media is going to pile on and blow out of proportion this supposed faux pas by Melania Trump. But overall, I think the convention had a good balance yesterday. I think the whole week has a good balance on all of the issues, the signature issues of Trump's campaign. I think the real star of the show yesterday may have been Giuliani, Sam, if you got to listen to any of his remarks.
You know, I didn't get to listen to his remarks, but this is kind of interesting. You got this New York contingent of liberals going conservative right now. It's kind of strange to see. Well, in my mind, it's a new breed in a way.
The delivery, the passion with which Giuliani delivered his remarks was pretty impressive.
Well, and good speakers can deliver like that for sure, and Giuliani's one of them. You know, I don't know if a lot of these people are gunning for spots in the administration for Trump.
Oh, well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. Everybody wants to have a free lunch once Trump goes in there, and that includes all of his challengers. I heard Rick Perry, who had some of the most horrible things to say about Trump during the primaries. He is 100% on board for Trump, and he's his best friend, according to some interviews I heard with him.
Yeah,
yesterday.
The copperhead almost got his picture with Newt Gingrich yesterday. Newt walked right by, and Newt was just right there on the floor.
I heard all of this stuff. Yeah. I heard Gingrich. I heard Huckabee. I heard all of these A-listers. I heard Don King. I haven't seen anybody like that this morning. What's
you
going
will,
on
my
here,
friend.
Guys?
You will. It's just early. These people are sleeping off the drunk, and they'll be in soon, my friend.
Okay, so it was later in the afternoon when we met, when all the celebrities.
Yeah, and believe it or not, after all of our show and everything else around noon, things start kicking in, and the media center's open 24/7 too, James.
Well, maybe they'll come in later, but when Sam Bushman and James Edwards are the biggest celebrities in any given venue, you know, we could have stayed at home and had that happen.
No, I'm telling you, there's people everywhere.
No, it is.
It takes a little bit to see them and everything else, but it's happening and it's there. You'll see. You'll change your mind by the end of the day.
No doubt about it. So tomorrow we'll have a full recant by yours truly on that. But now, listen, everybody is here, and you know when you have these networks that are represented, 15 minutes of sleep in 2 days. These networks that are represented here, they're gonna bring in the. They're going to bring home the bacon. They're going to bring in the big fish. They'll be here. We'll be here to talk to them.
Yeah, you know what? The interesting thing is, though, we're right in the center of all of them. And we're right in the den of the beast. And somebody walked by from the beast, the Daily Beast or whatever, and said, hey, we want to come on the program. And we said yes, and they walked away. But all I'm telling you is we're even hanging out with the beast.
Well, listen, we're essentially, they have us parked right next to the CNN commissary. There's this remote commissary for the CNN studio, and CNN has their remote broadcast studio, as I mentioned in a previous segment.
Are you
right
going to walk
us
over and talk to your buddies at CNN over there?
Well, I saw Roland Martin here.
You should walk up and say, Roland, and you and I and Roland can talk about, we need to come on CNN and talk about race a little more.
Well, we could certainly go and talk to Roland about that. The question is whether or not you want to be here tomorrow, Sam.
What are you talking about?
You know Roland's going to go rat on us. He's going to say that you know, only degenerates and liars deserve to have a place offering commentary.
Well, I just respond and say CNN's interviewing David Duke. What are they talking about?
Well, they can interview David Duke.
So can we.
Well, not in their mind. That's
what
the
are they talking about? Are they? What is this, some kind of racial media thing?
This is why the Liberty News Radio exists, to square the double standards.
That's right,
and
sir.
To iron out the hypocrisy. But I am telling you this right now. Now, you know as well as I do, these people want a monopoly on the media. These
they ain't gonna get it. They've lost that. Yesteryear, it's gone.
It is. But
and we're sitting
tell you
here
this.
Live to prove it, my friend.
But when they catch wind of that, and a lot of them have certainly been looking, I'm telling you, they don't want independent news outlets that are uncontrolled, unbossed, using the news that networks refuse to use, as you so often say. They don't want that.
They can have a tear in their beer all they want to. It's too late, buddy. What do they say? The horse has left the barn? Buddy, it's too late, man. The barn door's open and we's out. Come on.
Yeah, but we still got to go back to the barn Wednesday and Thursday. So,
well, and that's right. You know, David A. Clark Jr. has been literally calling Barack Obama flat out a liar. And I mentioned this and I wanted you to comment on this. Flat out saying Barack Obama's a liar. You got two black men in America battling it out. In fact, you got a real black man in David A. Clark Jr., and then you got a half black in Barack Obama. So, you know.
I like a whole lot of what David A. Clark says. In fact, on a lot of the things with law enforcement, he says.
But when have you seen somebody so large in the media and so, an elected official as a sheriff of a large county, literally flat out publicly, unequivocally, not backing down, call the president a flat out liar? You know what? He's lying to you people. It's a lie. Don't let him lie. Don't let him race bait. And then the mainstream press just not even knowing how to respond to themselves. Megyn Kelly just
listened to her yesterday.
This stuff.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
She's getting more. I guess it's because of her tête-à-tête with Trump, but she's getting more and more obnoxious and hard to watch.
Don't worry. Roger Ailes is out, too. They say his days at Fox are numbered.
Well, so they're going to make that harassment charge stick, it looks like.
I don't know. I guess so.
Or at least there's enough smoke there to have him
The whole assertion that these ladies got shut down for not playing ball sexually with this guy tells me that any of the other women that have advanced, where does that put them?
Yeah, okay, there's that.
Where does that put them? If that's all true, where does it put them?
Well,
they've all gone to the top. man, I don't know what to say about
should
this.
Should we speculate on something so sordid when we're right here at the RNC and there's so much to talk about?
Well, all I'm telling you is it's interesting when you talk about a Roger Ailes bailing from Fox.
I just can't believe that there's corruption in the media, that there would be sex scandals and anything like that. I just thought that they were better than that.
I hear that. And the copperhead on our team is just nice to the girls, that's all.
I tell you, he's certainly been chatting them up.
I told you, it's something to behold. I told you about it. Now you're seeing it in real action, buddy. You gotta, you know,
the copperhead is a social animal.
You gotta use a lasso, buddy, and you know, capture him. And anyway,
he's standing right here next to you.
The CNN team is over there. You got Skype right in front of you, James.
Yeah, they haven't reported to work yet. I don't know what's going on with them.
I just think they got a booth. They want everybody to use Skype, but we're live on Audio Compass competing directly head-to-head with Skype, just so you know, and cleaning their clock in the broadcast arena, just so you know. All right, quick pause. Sam, James, and the crew, live from the Republican National Committee, Cleveland, Ohio, on Liberty Roundtable, live, baby.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live from the Republican National Convention, ladies and gentlemen, in Cleveland, Ohio. We are live in Radio Row. We got Jamie Kirchick of The Beast on the line. Actually, they call it The Daily Beast. So we're in the belly of the beast interviewing the beast. How's that, Jamie?
I'll take what I can get.
Now, let me ask you, though. You guys are not necessarily the most conservative, right?
Well, I don't speak for the publication. I guess myself, I would certainly say I'm right of center.
You're right of center.
I am, yeah.
All right. What do you think of Trump?
I don't like him.
You don't like him?
I think precisely because of I'm right of center. I don't think he's a conservative.
All right. I tend to agree with you. I'm not a Trump supporter either. Let me ask you this, though. Were you for Cruz?
No.
Who were you for?
I mean, I probably was most sympathetic to Rubio.
To Rubio.
Or John Kasich. I would have been happy with him.
Okay, well, I got to give Kasich a kudos. He basically said, hey, we're not going to suspend people's rights to carry. I got to give him a kudos for that. What do you say?
I'm not really into guns. I'll put it this way. I respect lawful gun owners.
You believe in the Second Amendment, right?
What does that mean? What do you mean, do I believe in the Second Amendment?
Well,
I believe it's there, and it's not going away. Do I think that...
But it says we have a right to keep and bear arms. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that, yes. From a legal standpoint, yes.
Yeah, all right. But that doesn't mean you're going to run around with your gun, right?
I don't have a gun.
All right.
I'm not really into guns.
All right. Usually the people that tell us not to have guns are the folks that have a bunch of security people around them. You're not that.
No, that's certainly not me.
All right. So what are you focusing on at the convention? Let's talk about that.
I'm very interested in foreign policy.
Okay.
And there was a story yesterday I was quite disturbed by where there was a paragraph in the platform expressing support for Ukraine and mm-hmm. their democratic aspirations and giving them defensive weaponry, and it was struck on behalf of apparently Paul Manafort's people.
Well, I reject our foreign intervention everywhere. I know the conservatives are all, hawkish. I'm not one of those guys.
Sure.
I think we ought to have a humble foreign policy. I believe the greatest general in the world was General George Washington. He had a very humble foreign
mm-hmm,
policy, Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Sure, but I mean, what's wrong with saying that we support Ukraine being a democratic country and joining Europe? Why is that interventionist?
Nothing's wrong with supporting them, but you just said you wanted to give them weapons, right?
To help them defend themselves against the Russians.
I'm not interested in giving people weapons, though.
Okay.
Because what happens is
you're just telling me you love guns so much.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I want to give. That doesn't mean that I want to play world cop and run around and mm-hmm. arm people today that become our enemies tomorrow.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about the Ukrainians. They're not like the Mujahideen in Afghanistan.
But don't we have a pattern of arming people that today we think are great, tomorrow we think are our enemy?
It's happened occasionally. I don't really think that the lessons there apply. In Europe. I think in Europe, if we've learned a lesson in fighting communism for the past 70 years.
You're like kicking out King George. I was, happy about that.
There you go. Right.
All right. So, interestingly enough, what do you think of Brexit then? And does that relate to the convention?
I was not a fan of that. I think this is a moment in the history of the world when the Western world needs to be united and standing up for its values and standing cohesively, particularly against the Russians. And I think it was a crack in that edifice.
So understood. Well, what do you think about Mike Pence as the pick?
I guess of the three that it had been whittled down to between Newt Gingrich and Chris Christie, I guess Mike Pence was probably the best of the three, but that's sort of damning with faint praise.
All right. Do you think that Hillary needs to be in prison?
I have to tell you that I've been actually quite disturbed by all the talk of throwing one's political opponent into jail. That seems to be something that's done in the third world.
Yeah,
in Venezuela or Ukraine, and I just... You know, you may think that she violated the law. You may think that she may have acted unethically. But to see at an American political convention this sort of bloodlust for one's political opponent to go to prison, it seems to be unprecedented. Actually.
Yeah, I'm not calling for Hillary for prison, although that's been said even, I think, by Trump
and
others.
Lots of T-shirts. And Roger Stone
it's everywhere.
Selling these T-shirts everywhere.
And I think it's a money game for the Stone, but that's another discussion. I don't know that I'm really for putting her in prison, but what I would like to see happen is I would like to have Congress call her in contempt.
Okay.
And then I would like to have a grand jury look into it and get the real facts that have subpoena power and everything else. And we could have a rule of law way to really find out the truth. And if there is just reason, then we could take action. What I feel right now is it's kind of a railroad justice department.
Well, you know, that's good. I respect that. You're calling for a legal process. You're calling calling for due process.
And I'm not calling for Hillary for prison because I don't know the facts is the problem.
I can totally respect your point of view. And I think the people that you're talking about, these people saying send Hillary to jail, it just reminds me of Venezuela. It's like Hugo Chavez or something.
It's certainly not the way we, in my opinion, take care of business in America.
It should not be the way that we do it. No, you're right.
All right. What do you think? Have you been on the floor and spent some time with people? What do you think people are saying?
It seems Trump's got this in the bag. It seems they really like him here.
I think there's a lot of states that like him. I interviewed a bunch of the delegations, and they're Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Trump supporter. I personally think that he's been in the New York circles of big business and government and whatever way too long.
Yeah.
And I think he's an insider pretending to be an outsider. That's my humble opinion.
I don't think that that's that's a great opinion.
and I also think that you don't get to the top of the New York real estate market and stay there for literally decades.
Without screwing over a lot of little people.
Yeah. Without having your own closet. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good point.
What do you think of the snafu last night with his wife using a phrase from Michelle?
Yeah, not surprising. I think this campaign is vastly understaffed, unprofessional. They sort of take pride in that. And, you know, sometimes it works. Sometimes they can shoot from the hip and pull off some impressive feats. But oftentimes it just shows you how unprepared they are. And usually at a properly run national political convention, there's a speech-writing team that works on all the speeches to make sure that they are kosher, so to speak, and clearly that was not the case here.
You think the rest of the time is going to go smooth?
No.
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 Is it going to be a meltdown?
I think every night we're going to see drama like we saw tonight.
On purpose or on accident?
Probably by accident. Probably some on purpose. I mean, sort of the entrance that Trump did last night, that kind of, you know, Undertaker-esque entrance he did where... his shadow was cast upon the wall. I think we'll see more of that, those sorts of, you know, kitschy fireworks. But I think we're also going to see a lot of disasters as well.
Are you going to go to the Democratic convention as
I have no plans, no.
No, really?
No, it just seemed like there was less news being made there.
Yeah, nothing's happening. It's just Hillary for prisoner
sort
president, and that's it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope we dig into it. What would you like to tell the American people, Jamie? People read your columns, keep an eye on what you're doing and stuff like that. What would you like to tell America?
Well, I have a book coming out early next year called The End of Europe.
Oh, do you?
Forthcoming from Yale University Press. It's a gripping account of the manifold political, economic, social crises in Europe. And I would urge you all to keep an eye out for that.
And you're suggesting the unfolding is a scary proposition, right?
I think it's a bad thing, yes. I don't think it's something we should be happy about.
Well, maybe they ought to just use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. We could export that dude to them, and they could get back on track.
That's a good... Maybe we can send you to Brussels and have you try to convince them of that.
I don't think I'll have a lot of luck.
I don't think they would be very open to listening to you.
Well, they know that we rejected King George, and we've been better off ever since, so maybe they ought to take a page out of that playbook. What do you think? Are you for an American Union? If you like the European Union, do you want an American Union?
No, 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 no.
You don't like Mexico, huh?
No, I like Mexico. I just don't see the need for any sort of political alliance with them.
All right. Do you think that they're going to lock down and charge a gazillion dollars for cars to be made in Mexico and come into America? If Trump has his way, is that a threat or is that real?
Probably not true with Mexico, no. But I do think that in general, I think it's good that we have a Mexican middle class and that we help Mexico's economy, because that would actually decrease the illegal immigration flows into the United States. And so I actually think free trade has been helpful in that respect in reducing illegal immigration, because if you can provide opportunities for the Mexican people to, you know, put food on the table and support their families, and there won't be these immigration pressures coming out of the country into the United States.
Are there any?
So I think it's contradictory. His on the one hand wanting to, you know, eliminate NAFTA and whatnot, and at the same time saying he's going to be a border hawk. I don't think that those two views are compatible.
Let me ask you this: are there anything Donald's saying that you think does have merit?
I think he's wrong about absolutely everything. I really do.
What about his characterization of the mainstream press kind of attacking people and playing the double standard and the manipulation there and stuff like that?
You know what? I would actually agree with that often, but with him, it's completely not applicable, because everything that the media is saying about him tends to be true. He is as bad as we say.
All right. So you think that the worst thing for this country is Donald?
I've written this. I think he is the worst thing to happen to America since 9/11. I think the political phenomenon around him and the division that he's causing, the hatred, the conspiracy theories that he is, you know, bringing into respectability, the paranoia, I think it is the worst thing collectively that has happened to this country since 9/11.
What about David A. Clark Jr., Milwaukee, Wisconsin sheriff, flat out calling Barack Obama a liar and race baiting? What do you think about that battle?
It was interesting. It was interesting, and I think he's got a real political future ahead of him.
Because Clark has education, credibility,
sure,
and everything else, and when he flat out called, I mean, CNN and other Fox and everybody else tried to say, well, wait a minute, David, what Barack said was true and this and that, and he absolutely did not back away. He doubled down. He said, show me the facts. Let's debate the facts. I've got them right here. I've read the report. He absolutely slaughtered the reporters on this. It's something to really keep an eye on.
Yeah, no, I think he's got a political future.
In the Trump administration, you think?
I could see Trump appointing him, I don't know, maybe...
I don't know if we want to use the word czars, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Maybe like head of the FBI, maybe something like that.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you think the FBI is spying on the whole convention?
I don't think they need to. I'm sure the Russians are.
Because they say there's a lot of... They say there's a lot of review of social media and everything else for this convention to make sure that everybody's kind of not running off the rails.
Well, so. I mean, there are valid security concerns, certainly.
All right. Any 30-second last thoughts, Jamie?
It's been a pleasure to be on your show.
All right.
And I hope to join you at some point in the future.
Thank you, sir. Hopefully we covered enough topics, and hopefully we were fair.
It was great. You were very fair.
All right, sir.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
We appreciate you, Jamie. Thanks so much. Ladies and gentlemen, the Daily Beast. By the way, where do people get your columns? Uh-oh. All right, thedailybeast.com is where you go. Check out Jamie's incredible columns. You can break it all down and think for yourself. That's what we like about America, no doubt about it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live for Liberty Roundtable on your favorite News the Network refuses to use talk station. We submit this nation shall endure.